You will go places. My head is never in the right place or state of mind these days, nowadays, like back then. I stayed up watching the darkness come and pass, and I heard the man in the room next door slam his alarm clock 6 times before stumbling heavily out and away in suit and tie. I liked the way my fingers ran over those keys, a vague spark from the candle on my desk. I found the desk in a second-hand shop the week I moved there and got it for nothing as long as I could get it home myself. I loved it, like the first belonging and piece of furniture I ever had, which it was, and the old dark wood observed me as I went from nothing back to all and through again that year. But my mind was sharp, focused, not yet blurred out by chemical liquids numbing sweeter every day, and I had things to say back then. Anger pumping in my veins, bleeding out like words or sounds or prose on paper, and I knew no one would ever care, but still I wrote, for my mind was sharp like steel. Back then. They tell me I have an interesting life, going places, seeing people, and I shrug my shoulders as I pour another drink, sitting lonely on my floor, in my empty room, another Sunday, in another city, like I have done so many times for so many years, and they tell me I'm lucky and should be grateful. And yes, I am grateful. I was grateful walking lonely through a freezing Berlin on Christmas Eve last year. And I was grateful as I lied about my name and job and age to everyone I met and meet. And if you seek the papers where I have been the last years, you will find nothing. Or at best, or worst, a spread out girl leaving small traces here and there, covering it up with different states of mind or jobs or names. And there was a time they said I would go places. I would go places, they said, once, way back when. And this is what I think of as I'm sitting lonely on the train home from another night of beautiful people welcoming me into their homes with open arms. I played some songs and they hugged me like I have never been hugged before by anyone who knows me. And they told me, thank you and I love you, and hugged me again like I have never been hugged by anyone who knows me. And they were grateful for me. And so was I for them. Human interaction. The most complicated form of happiness I will never figure out. You will go places, they told me once, way back when. And if these are the places they predicted for me, I am sorry. I am sorry. I am so very sorry. I am sorry for the hope you had and the hope I lost, and I am sorry for the trust you gave and the trust I lost, and I guess that maybe I could reach further and wider, fight harder and better. I thought I would go places too, back then. And maybe I did, but I'm not yet sure where they tried to lead me or where I am or where I'm going. And if you have a torch or a fire to burn up the dark, I will come running like a sinner in the night. I will follow whatever direction you give me, for I have none. I'll follow whatever sign I can find, for I need a torch in the night. The stars are too far away now. The stars are too far away.